This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale on all sectors. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. He added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope. Highlighting issues such as COVID-19, the global economy, inflation, unemployment, climate change and wars, Mr. Modi emphasized that global situations also impact India. The Prime Minister further said that in just 125 days of the NDA government's third term, infrastructure projects worth 9 lakh crore rupees have been approved. Home Minister Amit Shah today laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning and paid homage to martyrs on Police Commemoration Day. In his address, the Home Minister said 36,468 police personnel have given the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. He said 216 police personnel have given the supreme sacrifice in the last 1 year. The Home Minister said in the last decade, due to the efforts of the brave Jawans, peace has been restored in Jammu and Kashmir, the northeast, and the areas which were affected by left-wing extremism. He said the 3 new criminal laws will ensure that the country's criminal system becomes the most modern in the world. Newly elected MLAs of the J&K Legislative Assembly will be sworn in Srinagar today. Pro Tem Speaker Mubarak Gul will administer the oath to the MLAs, who include 51 first-time members. The oath ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. Shagun Parihar of the BJP is the youngest legislator at 29, while National Conference's veteran MLA from Charate Sharif, Abdul Rahim Rathir, is the oldest at 80. Rathir and party colleague Ali Muhammad Sagar are the only 2 people to have been elected to the Assembly for a record 7 terms. While Sagar has been a member of the Legislative Assembly since 1983, Rathir started his long stint as a legislator in 1977. Meanwhile, a Kashmiri doctor and 6 construction workers were killed by terrorists when they opened fire at a tunnel construction site in Gagangir area of Gandharbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. This is the second terror attack in the last 3 days in which workers were targeted by terrorists. The attack has been condemned by Home Minister Amit Shah, saying that the dastardly terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in central Kashmir was a despicable act of cowardice. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has allotted portfolios to ministers. The Chief Minister has retained 12 departments including Home, Finance, CID, Planning and Excise. Senior Cabinet Minister Anil Vij has been assigned the responsibility of 3 departments including Electricity and Transport, while Mr. Vipul Goyal has been given Urban Bodies, Revenue and Disaster Management departments. Krishna Lal Pawar has been assigned the Development and Panchayat portfolio and Rao Narbir has been given responsibility for the Industry and Environment departments. Mr. Mahipal Singh Dhanda has been appointed to the Education Department and Dr. Arvind Sharma to the Cooperation Department. Cabinet Minister Aarti Rao has been made the Health Minister of the State, while Minister of State Independent Charge Rajesh Nagar has been assigned the Food and Supplies Department. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan held talks today with the President of the National University of Singapore, Professor Tan Eng Che, during his visit to the university. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said the discussion focused on leveraging complementary strengths to build knowledge bridges and strengthen academic and research collaborations between the National University of Singapore and Indian higher education institutions. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 18,53,000 net members in the month of August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said around 9,30,000 new members have enrolled during the month. In Archery World Cup Final, India's Deepika Kumari clinched the silver medal in the women's recurve category in Tlaxcala, Mexico today. She faced defeat to Li Chiaman of China, 0-6 in the final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.